Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio, Texas. I hope you're doing okay. Can you hear me all right? Doug, how do I sound?
Excellent.
Okay, good. I'll move on. So, everybody, I hope you had a good past week. It is a cloudy day. I'm looking at the sky right now up above. The clouds are grayish. There's trees everywhere around here. It's a very beautiful area. And, excuse me, I'm going to take a drink of water. Guess what happened to me? I think it was sometime last weekend I had some food poisoning, I believe. It might have been Monday night. And then that morphed into kind of like a little bit of a virus. I've been fighting it off the last 2 days, but I think I'm getting better. I'm almost better. And isn't that the way it goes sometimes, you know? You eat some bad food, it happens all the time. And believe it or not, it could be E. coli or salmonella, a little bit of that. Next thing you know, you got flu or COVID or whatever. That's my opinion on how we get sick sometimes. All it takes is a little bit of food poisoning. And that's it. It morphs into a virus, you know. I'm not an expert or a doctor, but that's what I think. Anyway, I'm also looking at a beautiful brand new fence that I had made around my backyard. I'm so happy to see it now because I've lived in this house for 14 years. And the fence that was here before was falling to pieces. With holes everywhere, the dog was chewing parts of it, and I was patching up the holes with stuff around the house. Now it's brand new. It cost about a little over $4,000, but it sure does look good. Anyway, so welcome to my show, Church of the Soul's Evolution. I got up this morning with my wife, and we went to our Toastmasters Club, which meets the first and third Saturday of each month at 9:30. And we got our Toastmasters groove on, you know, public speaking. There was 10 people there, 2 online, 8 there in person. And it is a lot of fun, you know, once you learn how to speak in public. And I'll tell you the key. Are you ready? Practice. And one thing I've been doing lately, which I like, and I'll pass on to you to use if you want to, is to practice giving a speech or singing. Go outside in the yard. Go into nature. Get outside of the house. Get some fresh air. Fill your lungs with fresh air, you know? That's where I am right now, at the back of my yard. And I'm a little bit on a tiny little bit of a downslope and some, but the signal was not good anywhere else, so I'll have to make do. And maybe I can figure something out next week. Anyway, I got to tell you about this video. I don't know if he might be listening. If you're Samuel Chong, if you're out there listening, my friend, I saw you on YouTube. And please call in. I'd be more than happy to talk with you about Michael Desmarquette and the book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet, because that is one of my favorite, it is my favorite book of all time, period, hands down. Abduction to the Ninth Planet, also known as the Thayuba Prophecy and the Golden Planet. And, oh, I just saw a flash of light in the sky. See, there's extraterrestrials around here, even in the day, you know. They're communicating. They're out there waiting for us to want to communicate with them. And you have to be willing and able to, and also be a little bit developed spiritually, and your soul needs to be evolved, you know. But there's so many of them. There's so many of them. There's 26,000, the last number I heard, in the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. 26,000 different looking ETs, imagine that. Call them ETs. They're just children of the Most High Creator of the Universe. Most High Creator of the Universe. Lots of love to you. You are so cool. You're like a friend. You're omnipotent and omniscient and wonderful, fun. You're a fun creator. And, wow, I can't be you, but I know I can be like you. We're all co-creator gods in the making, my friends. I'm kidding you not. That is the truth. But the truth that you're free, you are a co-creator god in the making, because we are going to, after this life, go to the afterlife. Heaven, if you will, depending on just how spiritually developed you are and how your life on earth was, if you didn't cause too many problems, hurt too many people, do any seriously wrong things, if you didn't not believe in God. Let me rephrase that. If you believed in God, you're probably, you know, in the Creator and Jesus, who walked this earth at one time. There was actually two Jesuses, And I'll explain that more in a second. But if you believe that, that Jesus was at one time real and walking this earth, and then you won't be going to that place south of the surface of the earth, down, down, down into the center of the earth, to a place known as God's jail, hell. And you know, there's some really evil people in this world, like the Hamas terrorists that raided the Israelis back on October the 7th and all the atrocities that they committed. People like that, there has to be a special place for them to rehabilitate when they die. And it's called hell or God's jail. But back to the two Jesuses and Samuel Chong, who I saw on a YouTube video, because he actually met the author of the book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet. And he met him in Vietnam. And Michael, God bless his soul. Bless his soul, God, please, because he has departed us back, I think, around 2016. And he was, I mean, he's got some videos on YouTube, too. A French-Australian, a French man living in Australia. He claims he was abducted. I say abducted with quotation marks around it because he was taken on a, what other extraterrestrials might call, an unsolicited visitation. Taken to their planet, Thiouba, T-H-I-A-O-U-B-A, in the Milky Way galaxy. It is supposedly one of the three most developed technologically and spiritually. It is inhabited by a race of extraterrestrials who are hermaphrodite. That means they have the, both the male and female genitalia on their bodies, and they're 9 feet tall, very beautiful, long hair, different colors, blonde, copper, red, brown, chestnut brown, just beautiful. And of course, extremely, extremely intelligent, able to traverse the universe with their spaceships in a very quick fashion, several times the speed of light, and interdimensionally also. And did you know there's a parallel universe which is overlapping this world? A parallel universe, yeah. I call it also the fourth dimension. It is a dimension of thought, where you can travel by thought. Now, as far as a physical body and a physical spaceship are concerned, there has to be certain, how would you say, preparations done to allow the molecules to be disassembled and reassembled, disassembled on one side, reassembled on the other side. Some extraterrestrials drink a particular kind of liquid, and they all have these, they have these suits that they wear, and their spaceships have a kind of material which incorporates kind of vegetable plant matter material and also a something called white powder gold, which is sensitive to electronic stimulation and heat, the application of heat. So their ships can morph into, disappear and reappear into the parallel universe, apparently. Anyway, I was watching this video, these two videos of Samuel Chong, who is an interpreter at a court in L.A. He met Michael Desmarquette, and based on what I saw on the video, in the video, he's a very intelligent young man and an advanced soul, an old soul for sure. And I think I might have some neighbors, new neighbors in my... Right next to me here, there was a couple, a man and a child. Anyway, so back to, if you haven't gotten that book, if you want to, now come on, if you really want to develop yourself spiritually, and I agree with Samuel Chong, I mean, I knew this before, you're really here on earth, no matter what you say, no matter what you think, to develop spiritually. We are spirit in the material world, are spirit in the material world. That song by the Police from 1981 is so true. You better believe it. And they were very brave back then, don't you think? Brave and courageous to make a song like that. Because back then in 1981, that was 43 years ago. The world was not as evolved as it is right now. You have to understand that, correct? And they were ahead of their time, the Police, you know, Sting especially. Which leads me to, I'm going to take a drink of water. I've got to sing a song for you, okay? Because singing a cappella is one of my favorite things I love to do. I've been doing it throughout the years. And if you want to develop yourself, well, there's a beautiful bird up there. He's flying in the wind. It looks like a stork, some kind of a stork. Anyway, if you want to prepare yourself for public speaking of any type, practice a cappella singing. But like I said, now you'll do this for me, won't you? I'm not just saying these words. If you want to get a better practice, and go outside into the yard. Around here is so loud, the cars, jets flying overhead. I don't really sing that loud, but I'm sure you won't bother your neighbors too much, you know. Just maybe 15 minutes a day. I mean, what the heck? Come on, right? So, here's a song by Sting. Now, Sting is a very advanced soul. And there's a song called Russians. And it's about back when the Cold War was going on between the Soviet Union and the United States. There was always that threat of nuclear war. So things were like on eggshells for a while, especially, you know, after the Cuban Missile Crisis. So in this song, you got to check it out on YouTube. It's a beautiful song called The Russians. And the point is, how can I save my boy, he goes in his lyrics, from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? And I forget the exact lyrics, but everything's going to be all right if the Russians love their children, too. If the Russians love their children, too. Well, come on, people. I mean, as we go forward into the future, I'm talking, you know, not, I mean, everybody, not just you, the listening audience, but, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, killing women and children. I mean, come on, why can't you love each other, you know? Hate is not a good, it's going to wind you up in hell, you know? You don't want to go there. I mean, it is, I can't describe just how terrible it is. I mean, you think you got it bad here on earth? No. Some people commit suicide, which is never a good thing to do, but, and there's a different place where they go, so it's kind of like a purgatory, but hell is just an absolutely horrific, terrible place where there's demons, grotesque demons, and you're still real. You know, you're in your spirit, but your spirit can be attacked by these demons, and it can be torn apart with their claws and their teeth. And once you get torn apart and thrown against the wall and get clawed, bit in pieces, then you form back up again, and then it repeats itself, and it goes on and on. and he might be in a cage, and there's fire down there, which is burning the spirit, and then there's worms that crawl through your flesh, and there's snakes that bite as they crawl along the ground, and spiders that bite, and all those people down there with the wailing and the gnashing and wailing of teeth. No one should ever go to hell, because it is a terrible place. But there are going to be a lot of people, there have been a lot of people, and there probably will be a lot of people that go there to rehabilitate. It's not eternal damnation, my friends. No, it's not. No, it's not. But regardless what anyone says, don't be fooled by them, because they're not forgiving. We need to be more forgiving and loving. Even someone like Hitler, who might still be in hell, right? We need to be forgiving of him. And understand that maybe when he was raised as a child, he might have experienced some kinds of abuse, you know, and that was a very difficult time growing up. You know, my parents went through that. My mother was born in 1917, my dad in 1918, right after World War One. The world was in a very negative state back then, you understand? And then you have World War Two after maybe 20 years happened, you know. People were very bitter back then. When someone's trying to kill you, it kind of changes your attitude. You know what I mean? So anyway, I've got this song to sing by Sting. That's what I was saying. Well, let me go back to that other song of his, The Russians, because I'm going to sing Fields of Gold. I think I've done it before, but it's a favorite. So the same thing applies to, even though they've been killing children, but how would they like all these people in charge, you know, politicians included, with all due respect, how would you like it if you're a child? And I have a son, you know, very grateful. I guess the point is, we don't want to destroy ourselves, you know. We want a future for our children and their children and their children, right? So pray. Keep on praying. Repent daily, my friends. Repent. Reconcile yourselves with your loving creator of the universe, who's indeed loving and giving us free will. This is a very difficult learning environment. School, the school of planet Earth and the university of the universe, my friends, is very, very, very hard. It's a category one planet on a scale of 1 to 9, meaning that's at the lowest of the evolutionary scale. We're in the food chain. We live with animals. We eat each other. The atmosphere weighs heavy on us. You know, there's changes in the barometer, and there's lightning, and there's tornadoes, and hurricanes, and tsunamis, and earthquakes, and volcanoes exploding. You know what I'm saying? So understand that planet Earth is a very difficult learning environment. We're here to learn basic social values. We were made to forget where we came from. Now, internalize that for a few seconds, my friends. Made to forget. When we crossed into this world, when we were born into our mother's wombs, when we were planted in our mother's wombs, when our spirits went inside that body in our mother's womb, do you remember? No, me neither. We crossed what is called the river of oblivion, our spirits did, when all the memories of our past lives and of universal knowledge was erased from our minds. It's true. It is true. I'm telling you. No, I'm not telling you, okay? You have free will. You have your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. But anyway, I'm going to take a drink of water. Fields of Gold by Sting. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. In a jealous sky, when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down upon the fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul. On the fields of barley, we'll forget the sun in a jealous sky where we lie in fields of gold. I never make promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear to you, when the days are left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in its jealous sky, and you can tell the sun in its jealous sky where we walked in fields of gold, where we walked in fields of gold, where we walked in fields of gold. Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, can't take a drink. Oh, go away, cold. I don't like having a cold. Fortunately, it's unavoidable sometimes, you know, with the food you eat. It's always difficult to keep one's health up to 100%, but I feel it's going away. I'm going to be okay. Thank you, God. I sang the whole song. I just got to the end when I had to cough a little bit. But check this out. Now I cough. It's gone. Isn't that strange how it works? Sometimes it's like it develops in the throat or something, or I don't know. My nose has been bothering me too, but it's been doing better now, I think. Sometimes I've been wearing an eye mask when I'm sleeping because my stepdaughter, she's in the hallway sometimes outside the bedroom. We keep our door open because we've got dogs. And that hallway light sometimes just blares right in, just comes right in the eyes. So I tried wearing an eye mask, but I'm not so sure that's a good thing, you know? And that could be, besides the food poisoning and maybe some other things, that might be affecting my health. And also, it seems like there's no way around it. The last couple of cruises, few cruises I've taken, I've gotten sick just like a week or two before. That's very strange. Why that is, I think I get so excited, maybe. I start falling out of my regular habit, you know, because I'm usually pretty disciplined in what I do. But I got this cruise next Saturday. By the way, Doug, if you're out there, I'll have to miss the next two Saturdays. I'll tell you after the show, but there'll either be reruns or music, whichever they want to do, Doug and Dawn. So unless Samuel Chong's out there would like to run my show for me, anybody that I know who's listening, if you want to run my show, please feel free to let me know, and you can be my host while I'm away for 2 weeks. How does that sound? How about another song? I figure exercising my lungs will also help me improve my health and, you know, get better. In other words, I haven't gone to the doctor yet, and I think I won't unless I'll see how I feel Monday morning. I'm going to church tomorrow, and we always sing, you know, in the choir at the church. And so I think I'm going to pull through this without calling in the heavy artillery, you know, getting some antibiotics or steroids. Steroids never really worked for me, you know. I think they're useless pretty much. Ones I've taken before in the past, it seems like they've done nothing. But antibiotics, give me some good antibiotics, and They always seem to clear me up within a few days, you know. Okay, how about, I'm just grateful to be alive, my friend, you know. How about you? Are you happy to be alive one more day on planet Earth? It's a gift. It's a blessing, creator of the universe. Thank you for another day of life. But here's a song by Rare Earth called I Just Want to Celebrate. I just want to celebrate. Put my hand on a dollar bill, but the dollar bill blew away. But the sun is shining down on me and it's his day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm telling you, I just want to celebrate. Yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate another day of life. Don't let it all get you down, oh no. Don't let it turn you around and around and around and around. That's a song that I think I sang on a previous show. So let me find one that I know so many. I know over close to 150 songs that I used to go sing at the Wounded Warriors for 6 years. I learned all these songs. Yeah, it's getting better. I might have to go get another bottle of water. I'm drinking up all my water. I had a bottle, and then when I was moving to find a spot in my backyard where my connectivity was good, the bottle of water fell off my laptop stand here and spilled all on the ground. Anyway, how about don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime's a time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime's a time for all your tears. It's getting windy down here. And so anyway, let me just pick another song because I didn't like that too much. When you sing with music, it's a lot easier, you know. But when you're singing a cappella sometimes, there are some songs that are designed for a cappella singing. Other songs are really hard to sing a cappella or meant for music. How about this one? Life goes on day after day. Hearts moved in every way. So ferry across the mercy, 'cause this land is the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the mercy and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never send you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. Cross the Mersey, cause this land is the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. That was my journey to pacemakers. Well, you know what? There's a cold front coming in. I can feel it. The temperature's dropping. Here in San Antonio, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, there's a cold front coming in. Flash of news, breaking news. I can feel it in the air. I think it's going to drop to about the high 50s tonight. Sometimes here in San Antonio, it can drop about 20 degrees in temperature within a 24-hour period. 20, 30 degrees, I've seen it before. I've got a shirt on, but blasted out. So, going back to, I like to use the word so. I always get dinged for that at Toastmasters. And anyway, so anyway, that's one of my favorite things to say, but I don't mind. I don't know if I'll ever change. But I feel a little bit of rain, too. A raindrop on my hand. Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like a guy whose shoes are too big for, or his feet are too big for his bed. Crying out for me. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did meets and talking to the sun. I told him I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long for happiness steps up to greet me. How about it, people? You feel the same way? Sometimes, you know, we get happy feelings throughout the day, and they are to be cherished, enjoyed. Enjoy those happy feelings that come along every once in a while, you know. Mother Nature's out there, you know, it's very beautiful. And the sunset, when was the last time you saw a sunset or a sunrise? You know, the wind is blowing the trees, you know. You don't know where the wind comes from or where it goes, but you feel it. You can see it moving the trees. The wind, the spirit of the wind, almighty spirit of the wind, you are awesome. I am a child of the God of the universe. Thank you for what you do. You're a beautiful part of this world. The spirit of the wind spirit, it's very real. You can, like Jesus, I was going to go back and explain the two Jesuses. There was two Jesus, actually, contrary to what the popular belief is, my friends. Let me explain it to you, and remember, keep an open mind and consider this as possibly being the truth. Because you have to understand, first of all, before I get into my explanation, that we are under the guardianship of a superior civilization out there that has intervened in our past. You better believe it. It's 100% true, my friends. I say that honestly, earnestly, sincerely. Read the book Chariots of the Gods by Eric von Daniker. These extraterrestrials are the ones I was telling you about. They parted the Sea of the Reeds, actually wasn't the Red Sea. They were on Mount Sinai, all that thunder and fire, that was their spaceship. Yes, it's true. They fed the people the manna that came down from the sky. They did all those miracles that Moses participated in, shall I say, with the Egyptians and the Pharaoh. And Jesus, the plan was simply this, my friend. Way back then, approximately 2,000 years ago, it was a very sad situation here on planet Earth. especially in that area of the world, the human race was sinking into negativity and depravity, and there was a lot of terrible things going on, murder, sexual immorality, and suffice it to say, the human race was going down. So the time was ripe for divine intervention. A woman just doesn't become pregnant by flashing a wand and saying, guess what? You're pregnant, you know. It has to be that fertilization of the seed, the female seed, or the male sperm. And it happens in a physical world. It happens, has to happen physically. It can't happen outside of the physical realm. There's no fantasy involved there. It's physicality. So you have to understand that she actually was inseminated with some real sperm. But it was inseminated artificially by these extraterrestrials while she was under hypnosis. That's the truth. So wake up to, I would say some people need to wake up to a realization of not everything is what it seems, especially when this knowledge is passed on, so-called knowledge over the years, without really a logic test, you know. People just accept whatever they're told, some people. And also, the Star of Bethlehem and the appearance of the angels before the shepherds there. These extraterrestrials are masters of some phenomena which you wouldn't quite understand because they are a superior civilization, have been in existence millions of years longer than our solar system here, actually, you know, and even our Milky Way galaxy. So they've been traveling the universe for hundreds of millions of years, some extraterrestrial civilization, before our galaxy even existed. You know what I'm saying? So they are masters of all kinds of phenomena. They know how to transform matter. They know all about the nature of the spirit, the bodies that we inhabit, their bodies. They can levitate. They can communicate telepathically. They can create illusions just simply by using the brains. A good example of that was the appearance of the Virgin Mary at Fatima. I forget exactly what it was called, but these are what they call actually a collective illusion, where they fool a group of people into seeing something which they either by themselves or with technology transmitted to them. So these angels, there are angels, don't get me wrong, there are really angels that exist in the spirit realms, but these angels appeared to them. And you know the story, what happened in the Bible, and told them to go, and there was a baby born, and so on. The Star of Bethlehem was an extraterrestrial probe which was rendered luminous, shining a light down on the manger. It couldn't have been a star or anything else because heavenly bodies are constantly in motion and they don't stop and shine a light directly down below them and stay there for days. Hello? So that logic is irrefutable. But some people want to believe what they want to believe and they're entitled to their opinion. And also, at age 14, I think it was 12 or 14, Jesus left the region. He was a very advanced soul, no doubt about it. And he did teach in some of the temples there. However, he didn't perform any miracles, right, when he was young, right? And so he left the region. I'll tell you what happened. He went with his brother, Eureki, to China, Burma and India, and wound up in Japan. His brother got killed, and he kept a little lock of his hair locked in a box. And he got to Japan. He got married. had children and died of a ripe old age of 90-some years old. And that is the truth. That was the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem. Now, about 20 years later, maybe 17 years later, answer Jesus from the planet Thyatira, a man there by the name of Arioch, whose spirit and astral body was put into a body, a human body, made by the Thyori there on the planet, who are like the elders, just great personages, great people who are extremely intelligent, wise, very wise, brilliant beings who can create a human body in 24 hours. And it's a very complicated matter because there's different kinds of bodies that need to go in there, a fluidic body, a physiological body, the astral body, and one or two other kinds of bodies. Kind of like an avatar, how they made the blue body and they slipped their spirits into the blue body, right? You know what I'm saying? So Arioch slipped his spirit into the body that they made, which I'm sure they were able to make the face somewhat resemble what Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, would have looked like when he was about 28 years old, 30 years old. And they took him under the cover of night, and the spaceship landed somewhere near the Jordan River so that he could be baptized by John the Baptist. And there began his three-year ministry and all the miracles he performed in coordination with the spaceship of love, constant communication with them, being beamed to different places. The purpose was for him to die, and the method for being killed back then for high crimes like blasphemy or whatever was to be crucified. And he knew that was the purpose for him to die. Now, you can say that he died for our sins. You are entitled to your opinion, plain and simple. But the bottom line was he had to die and then come back to life to prove to the people that he was real, something that they could believe in throughout the centuries, because the miracles that he performed, all of them, feeding the people on the Sermon on the Mount, three different times actually, 5,000 people, 4,000 people, turning water into wine, walking on the water, calming the seas, curing lepers, curing blind people, paralyzed people, curing, reviving people who were dead, raising Lazarus from the dead. All that was really nothing compared to the ultimate miracle of all time, coming back from life from being crucified. He knew he was going to be crucified, and for the people that believe that he died for our sins, well, how can you explain he came back to life? So if he died for our sins, then when he came back to life, what is that? Put us at? I mean, where does that leave us? Because he didn't really die if he came back to life. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to believe that, you can. As far as sins are concerned, you should be reconciling yourself with the creator of the universe who made this whole shebang here that I'm looking at, everything. Now, co-creator gods, which you are in the making through the process of reincarnation from one lifetime to another until you achieve perfection, in as much as you could be a co-creator God yourself, is the process which you will ultimately get to, I will get to one day. Jesus, who died on the cross and was brought back to life very simply after they buried him in the tomb. This happened just recently. Easter, we celebrate it every year. They beamed him from the tomb on board the spaceship, patched up his wounds. They still left the holes in his hands and his feet. Brought him back to life. His spirit slipped back in the body. And he walked around for 40 days. I would have loved to have done that, to see their faces, the people. I mean, that would have been just great, you know, because something to laugh at afterwards, you know, when you get together with your ET friends. And you should have seen their faces. Oh, my God. He would have thought that they'd seen a ghost, but even better than that, you know. And then he ascended up, up, up. Very simple. It was either a beam, a special beam, like a tractor beam, or maybe they gave him a there's a certain belt that they can wear, which is an anti-gravity belt that can be manipulated with a, what they call a handheld device that will lift you up off the ground. And so I'm not sure if his spirit, if he went back to the planet Thyatira, he could be in heaven on the sun, which is the spirit world. Guess what? Your spirit is made out of light energy. Do you know any source of light in the solar system other than that fire up there in the sky? Think about it. You might not believe that, but in the middle of the night when you wake up, dwell upon it just for a few seconds. Is it possible that the sun is really the spirit world, heaven, where we're going to go when we die? That is, if you don't go down beneath the surface of the planet Earth, down to that area down there among the lava fields and the cavernous terrain down there, that hole that goes deep down, 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 hundreds of miles into the center of the Earth, or walk. Ghosts are real. Ghosts are just like people who are just like you and me right now, human beings that died suddenly and violently and don't know that they're dead. And what can you tell them other than, guess what? Can you pick up a physical object? Can you interact with someone in the physical world? Can you go swimming in water? Can you climb a tree? If you can't do those things, guess what? You're dead. You're a ghost. Reminds me of this time for a song. How about, reminds me, I'll just sing this one verse. Gordon Lightfoot, if you can read my mind, I'm going to take a drink of water. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartache starts, the hero would be me. But hero... that gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I got to take a drink of water. But I'm getting better. See, now I cough and it's gone. Isn't that the way it goes? Anyway. So, I like to say so a lot. Samuel Chong, if you're out there, I would love you to be a guest of my show. Anyone that wants to be a guest of my show, you know, if you want to talk about any subject that you're passionate about, let me know. How am I doing on time? I'm almost 6:52. Okay, I've got a few minutes left. Remember, do me a favor, please watch a video on YouTube. If you really want to develop yourself and you want to know who God is, a God that you can pray to that's going to answer your prayers, that you will hear. Like right now, I'll say, Creator of the universe. There is a Creator of the universe. It's not the co-creator God of our solar system, our mother and father God who created our soul and spirit, you know, by utilizing those cosmic forces out there and speaking the right words, you know, the synchronization of thought and words when they merge their spirit, kind of like the act of reproduction, you know what I mean? And when we get to the spirit realm, I mentioned this in my last show, you'd be able to merge your spirits. It's lovemaking in heaven. It's real. You better believe it. Isn't that fun? I mean, that would be, isn't that exciting to think that when we get to heaven, we'll be making love with just about everybody. There will be no bodily fluids to worry about, for one thing, and no guilt associated. I mean, be making love to everybody. I mean, you know, on the same sex. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's physically impossible to do it between two members of the same sex. And if people want to do it here, that's okay with me. You have free will, and I love you still because you're a child of God, you know. Some people are born into this world with a spirit of the opposite sex inside their body. I see it all the time. I can recognize them a mile away, and that's fine because they're coming into this world to bring love. They volunteered maybe to pay back some karmic debt, but they're usually here to experience what it's like to be an opposite sex. So if you're, every spirit is predominantly either male or female. You have to understand that. When you get to the spirit realm, you say, hey, you know, I'm a male, more male spirit. You know, I'm not female. Anyway, I'm running out of water here. It's getting cold. It's windy. And I'm out here in my backyard. I've only got a shirt on, but I'll be okay. We're going to go out and eat tonight at a Greek restaurant with some friends of ours, which we haven't seen for a while, Anyway, since I've just got a short amount of time, let me say this prayer to the Creator of the universe. You are fun. You are cool. You are so loving. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. Thank you for everything, you know. We love you. Please help us here on planet Earth. I don't know what the plan is, if it's written in stone, but if you could save us from not having a future, if you know what I mean, for our children here, why can't we learn to love each other instead of hate? Love. I know it's very difficult. As I mentioned, this is a hard world to live in, but, you know, we can learn from each other. We are one. We are connected. We are related. We are relatives. Our Father who art in heaven, there are no only sons and daughters. Our Father, Jesus taught us to pray, our Father and Mother. Don't forget there's a Mother God. Don't get wrong. Don't be wrong about that, my friends.
1 minute.
That's a gamble you don't want to lose. When you get to heaven, you don't want to say, I should have known better. Oh, look, there's Mother God. Oh, if I'd only known better. I'm sorry. I was only spouting what people told me to believe. I've just got a few seconds left. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a good audience. I love you. And may the creative universe bless you and talk to you in 3 weeks.